Usually when you look at a beautifully landscaped Florida yard, especially those majestic Washingtonia or sable palms, you just see a tropical paradise.
Oh, absolutely. Yep.
But today we're doing a deep dive straight into our own bug-out pest control field guides to talk about how those trees are actually, well, luxury predator-free high-rises for rodents.
Right, which is quite the visual.
It really is. So our mission for this deep dive is to help you, the listener, understand and ultimately evict Florida's most acrobatic pest, I mean, the palm rat.
And we should probably clarify right away that palm rat isn't actually a distinct species.
Wait, really?
Yeah, biologically we are talking about roof rats or Rattus rattus. They weigh just like 5 to 12 ounces and are uniquely built for high altitude living.
Which is why Florida's canopies make the perfect real estate, right?
Exactly.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because a squirrel is bigger than 12 ounces, how does a tiny nuisance up in a tree turn into this massive homeowner crisis?
Well, if we connect this to the bigger picture of their biology, it's really all about rapid reproduction. I mean, a single female produces up to 6 litters a year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, with 5 to 8 young per litter.
Wait, if a single female is dropping, over 40 babies a year, why isn't the entire state of Florida physically buried in rats right now?
Right, well, because they don't just stay put. A local canopy gets overcrowded fast, and all those extra mouths need to eat.
So they branch out.
Exactly, they spread out. And their foraging tactics are just unbelievable.
Yeah, our field guides could talk about them hollowing out citrus fruits while they're still hanging on the branch. Like, how do they even do that without snapping the stem or, I don't know, dropping the orange?
What's fascinating here is their physical agility. They use their long tails to balance, hanging almost completely upside down.
That is wild.
It is. And their razor-sharp incisors act like little scalpels. They bore a tiny hole, scoop out the pulp, and just leave the empty rind swaying in the breeze.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. And if you see that, or half-inch dark droppings with pointed ends at the base of your tree.
Then you have an active colony.
Yep, definitely.
Here's where it gets really interesting, though. An expanding colony eventually runs out of food and space, right?
They always do.
And when temperatures drop in late autumn, they look for warmth, and your house becomes target number one.
Right. They use utility lines or branches as this kind of rodent zip line to bridge the gap straight to your roof.
Which is terrifying.
Very. And keeping them out is incredibly tough because they can squeeze through a gap the size of a nickel.
A nickel, come on. A rat skull is definitely bigger than a nickel.
I mean, barely. But their rib cages are essentially collapsible.
Wait, really? They collapse.
Yeah. If they can wedge their nose through a damaged soffit or vent, they just flatten out their skeletal structure and pull the rest of their body right through.
Okay, that is pure nightmare fuel.
Right.
And the hidden dangers once they flatten their way inside are severe. To keep their constantly growing teeth filed down, they gnaw on hard materials.
Which means they will chew straight through live electrical wires in your walls.
So it's a massive fire hazard.
Exactly. Plus, they bring in serious diseases like leptospirosis and hantavirus.
And hantavirus is particularly dangerous. I mean, people assume they have to be bitten to get it right.
Yeah, but the virus is actually shed in the rat's droppings. When those droppings dry out in an enclosed space, like an attic, the virus becomes aerosolized in the dust.
So if you go up there and just step on a floorboard.
You kick up that dust, inhale it, and the virus aggressively attacks your respiratory system.
Man. So knowing the stakes, how do we actually stop them? I've heard people say, their dog will scare them away with its scent.
Scent won't deter an established colony from nesting 50 feet in the air or from sneaking into an attic. Dogs are on the ground, but rats are in the canopy.
Right. That makes total sense.
Yeah.
And simply trimming some dead fronds isn't enough either.
No, it's not. You have to physically break their bridge to your house.
Which means pruning the canopy back. So how far? At least 6 feet from the roof line?
Yes, at least 6 feet, because they can leap. But you also have to stop them from scaling the trunk in the first place.
Okay, and how do we do that?
The most effective method is wrapping an 18 to 24 inch band of smooth metal or plastic around the trunks.
Oh, I see. Because their claws need the rough bark to grip.
Exactly. They hit the smooth metal and just slide right down.
That's brilliant.
You've got it. You install that band 3 to 4 feet off the ground so they can't jump over it.
Nice.
And for your house, seal any hole larger than a dime with heavy hardware cloth and set elevated snap traps along their travel routes.
It really makes you look at a beautifully landscaped yard completely differently. I mean, if a single palm tree is actually a stepping stone to your attic, You have to wonder what other seemingly harmless features out there, like, you know, dense ivy or a decorative trellis, are secretly acting as ladders for the next generation of invaders.
It's a critical perspective shift. Protecting properties from these hidden threats requires a sharp eye and the exact right tools.
Which is why we've been doing this for the Jacksonville area at Bug Out Pest Control since 1963.
Exactly. We know how to keep these guys out.
For professional help, call Bug Out Pest Control at 904-225-9956.